It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today my guest via telephone is David Wolf, Legislative Director of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. David has graciously agreed to be on the show to discuss some of the taxpayer issues that are affecting us here in Southern Marin. Welcome to the show, David.
John, yeah, thank you very much, and it's good to be on the air with you and your listeners.
David, could you share with our listeners what your responsibilities are as a legislative director for a taxpayers association?
Yeah, just in brief, John, my job is to protect Proposition 13 from various attacks, such as lowering the two-thirds vote for different things that would water it down, and mainly just protecting homeowners from tax increases.
What a noble position. The construction of the Sausalito Public Safety Buildings were financed in 2006 by means of capital appreciation bonds. I understand you are not a fan of such bonds. Can you tell us why?
Sure, John. I mean, I think the issue that we have with CABs, and we're actually supporting a piece of legislation this year, AB 182, that would seek to curtail, not eliminate, but curtail the use of CABs for school districts. And the issue that we have with CABs is there are these bonds that are placed on the ballot locally, and in order to keep the tax rate from going up on these bonds in order to allow local government to say, you know, there's not a tax increase here. What they do is they, after voters approve these bonds, they issue these CABs. And essentially what that is deferring the principal and interest of the bond for a set amount of years, usually 25 to 30, and then backloading all the debt into the last 10 or so years of the bond. And this phenomenon with CABs, as I said, has become a very serious issue with school districts. There's one classic example in San Diego, the Poway Unified School District, where voters approved a $100 million bond, and typically that costs about $200 million to pay off. And instead, because these CABs were issued, it's going to be close to $1 billion to pay off over 34 years.
That's amazing. Moving on, David, our real estate tax bills here in Marin just came out in the last couple of days and hit mailboxes. And special assessments, such as the payment on the public safety bonds, are becoming an increasingly large proportion of the real estate tax bills, partially defeating the purpose of Prop 13. What is your position on the proliferation of such assessments?
John, the issue that we have with special taxes, parcel taxes, and, you know, a lot of these local bond measures is that they're added into your property taxes in what's called below the line. So you have your Prop 13 1% property taxes, and then you have all these other bonds and special assessments and parcel taxes. We're not necessarily saying all those things are bad, but homeowners need to remember that while everybody gets to vote on these, whether you're a homeowner or not, only property owners, commercial and residential property owners, have to pay them. And I think that's why it's incredibly important that the two-thirds vote continue to be maintained for such things, just in order to protect the minority interests there, the property owners of a given area. And again, just the rule of thumb that we do with these bonds or special taxes is, you know, you want to make sure when you vote for something like this, it goes to fund projects that last the length of the bond. So capital facility projects like a school district would be a good use of bond dollars, whereas using bond money to fill potholes is not a good use of bond dollars. You want to make sure as you pay off these bonds, the next generation is able to benefit from the money, since they're going to be the ones that are paying it off.
David, in your opinion, are voters getting the full story regarding measures that they vote for on behalf of such special assessments?
Not fully, John. I think there's a lot of individuals out there that still think bonds are free money, for instance, and, you know, not realizing that, you know, a $100 million bond is going to cost at least $200 million to pay off, and that it is almost exclusively going to impact property owners. So no, I mean, I don't think they get the full story. And these capital appreciation bonds that we've been talking about are, I think, a primary example of that. Voters look in the ballot pamphlet and they're like, oh my gosh, our tax rate's not going to go up. This is free money. This is free money, only to come and find out, you know, 30, 35 years down the line, you know, when they're hit with tens of millions or maybe even hundreds of millions of dollars worth of additional bond payments that they weren't expecting. And by then, of course, it's too late to do anything.
My guest today is David Wolf, Legislative Director of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. David, we have all read about how the liabilities for government pensions and benefits are grossly underfunded. What happens to real estate taxes when the chickens come home to roost?
John, I would say it's not just real estate taxes, but it's taxes in general. I mean, listen, as a state, we have a $500 billion unfunded pension liability that we're going to have to pay off over the course of the next 30 years. And that doesn't include health benefits, you know, that need to be pre-funded and that are not. And I know that's an issue in a lot of local governments, including probably those down there in Marin. And unfortunately, I think unless you're able to address benefits for current workers, it is going to lead to higher taxes, not just real estate taxes, but I think all sorts of taxes. And that it really is a serious situation that needs to be addressed as soon as possible. And the legislature, unfortunately, hasn't really taken the steps in order to address it. And that means, you know, people in my generation especially are going to continue to suffer through that.
David, there's many a rumor afoot about challenges being mounted to stop Prop 13 or undo it. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, John, I mean, there's a number of different bills out there. There's eight, in fact, that would lower Proposition 13's two-thirds vote cap for various special taxes and parcel taxes. And again, my response would be that any time you're approving debt that is going to last for decades, that again exclusively impacts property owners, there should be a higher threshold in place. And I think it's a threshold that goes all the way back to the founding of this country. And in fact, there's two-thirds vote thresholds all over the U.S. Constitution, just stressing the importance of protecting the minority interest. And I think any time you lower the two-thirds vote to 55%, which is, you know, what's happening in a lot of these constitutional amendments that are out there right now, you undermine Prop 13. You're going to increase property taxes when we're already 14th in combined state and local property tax burden, even with Prop 13. And it's not going to be good for homeowners. You know, we're covering in the middle of the worst housing market since the Great Depression 70 years ago. We're finally coming out of that, and I think anything that adds additional tax exactions and makes it easier to pass those is going to be devastating for property owners.
David, my listeners and I want to thank you for being on the show today and for some very thought-provoking answers.
John, thank you very much for having me on the show. And for those that would like more information, again, David Wolf, I'm the Legislative Director with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. And our website is www.hjta.org.
Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant. And you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.